Welcome to the broadcast of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. We are located at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, and we're so glad you've tuned in. We pray that today's message is truly a blessing to you. If you desire prayer, our ministers are available to pray with you. Give us a call at 803-776-1238 or call us toll-free at 1-888-776-1238. Today, Pastor Daryl Jackson shares the message titled, The Power of Patience, Patient in Distress.
Hallelujah. It was him that was pulling us through. Yes, he was. Hallelujah. Right here, everybody.
Through all, I have. Lord, it was.
Come on, everybody, let's say it together.
Through all, I have. Lord, it was.
Your testimony out there.
Oh, it was you, Lord.
Come on, everybody, let's say it together. All over the sanctuary.
Through all, I have.
There we go.
Lord, it was.
At somebody and say, he's pulling you through. Are there any witnesses in here this morning that God will pull you through. Eternal Father, we say thank you. God, we bless you for this incredible privilege, awesome opportunity to worship you. Thank you for reminding us that you have always pulled us through. In fact, the prophet Jeremiah understood exactly when he wrote, "It is of the Lord's mercies that we have not been consumed. His compassion faileth not, it is renewed every morning. Great is your faithfulness." Thank you, Lord, for always being there. Now, Lord, we ask that you bless this time. We thank you for the word that shall come forth, that will not return unto you void, but shall do what it has been sent forth to do. Have your way, Lord. Somebody help me say, have your way, Lord. Move in a mighty way. Somebody say, move, Lord. Somebody needs a word. Somebody needs a word from you this day. We know that if it goes forth, that it will bless, that it will transform, that it will do what it has been sent forth to do. This is our prayer. In your name we pray and give thanks. And those who know it is so, help me say amen. Join in with the team right now. Do me a favor. Everybody leave your seat. Find somebody. Shake your hand. Greet somebody. All in the balcony, wherever you are.
Everybody say, oh, Lord, Lord, it was you.
Somebody ought to clap those hands. My God. Come on, give God a hand of praise, if you will. Would you celebrate our worship and arts ministry? There's a word from the Lord this morning. As we continue this year of spiritual empowerment, this is the third of six messages that God has given us called the power of patience. God has given me six messages that we would preach up until August the 17th on the power of patience. For how many of you know that we all need a little more patience? You picked the right Sunday to be here. Amen. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, and we are sharing from the Amplified Version. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, from the Amplified Version. Amen. The power of patience. Throughout the rest of this series, our subject for the message will be lifted directly from the text that we share. The words of the subject will come directly from the text. So we ask that you pay attention to the text. You ask God to speak to you through the word of God. Is there anybody know that there's still power in God's word? Man, let me thank you for coming on Tuesday nights. Tuesdays have been incredible. It has been beyond even what I could expect. We've been jam-packed next door, and we want to stay there because there's something about that sanctuary next door. Every time I walk in there, I think of Bishop Jackson, Pastor Lawson. Amen. Thank you for being there Tuesday night, just 1 hour. Look at somebody and say, for 1 hour. And to those of you that don't like to drive in the dark, we are out before dark. Amen. We are out before dark. So hey, no excuses now, Pastor. I would come, but I don't like to drive in the dark. Good. We're out 8 o'clock. Amen. It doesn't get dark till 1:45. You can get home in time. Amen. There's a word from the Lord chapter 12, verse 12. Constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. Listen to this. Steadfast and patient in distress. Devoted to prayer. Continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. And we ask God's blessings on the reading and the hearing of His word. In this third message in this series, The Power of Patience, in this year of spiritual empowerment, the subject for this message is found in verse 12. Three words in verse 12 is a subject. Look at somebody standing next to you and say, patient in distress. Now clap those hands as you take your seat. Amen. Somebody, patient in distress. Patient in distress. It is not easy to be patient. Somebody should have said amen. If you didn't, somebody next to you said it for you. To be patient for most of us is not an easy thing to do. Am I right? Even during the best of times, even during times when things are going right in our life, even during times when we are comfortable and we are not under any stress or duress, it is still not easy to be patient, because it has become part of our nature to rush the process. Preach, Pastor Jackson. And the Lord said to me that if it's not easy during the best of times, you can imagine how difficult it is to be patient during times of distress. May I keep it real this morning? It really takes a special kind of faith to remain patient, to be patient during distress. It takes a faith that is rooted and grounded by the Holy Spirit. Look at somebody and say, you need the Holy Ghost. Reason why some of you can't wait on anything or anybody is because you don't have the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you. This patience that is talked about as a fruit of the Spirit is not just anxiously waiting for something to happen, but it is trusting and expecting something to happen while rejoicing until it happens. Somebody just caught it. That means I can rejoice in the process. I know how to wait and rejoice. I know how to be on hold. Give God a praise. It takes a special kind of faith in distress to wait on God. Now, when we use the word distress, the technical definition of distress as it is defined is great pain, anxiety, or sorrow, acute physical or mental suffering, affliction, or trouble. Perhaps a better definition of distress simply says it is a state of extreme misfortune. Come on, Job. I'll talk about him later in the message. Things happen to you beyond your control. When you're all right at night and you wake up in the morning and things have turned around, and you're wondering, Lord, am I going to make it through this day? Mental affliction, trouble on every side. Distress is when your back is against the wall. In the context of today's message, hardships, tribulations, sufferings, overwhelming circumstances that seem to be going against us. I'm preaching directly to somebody right now. Somebody say distress. Got a text after the 8 o'clock service from one of our dear members and a friend who said, Pastor, that message was for me. He's a principal at the school, and he says, I had a counselor very close, saw the counselor on Friday, just says, see you in the morning. I get a call, and an hour later, she's dead. Ooh, distress. Things can happen in a moment. Things can turn quickly against you. Preaching to somebody now. Some of these folk who think that it will always be good, you've got to live a little longer, and you've got to know that things happen. Preach, Pastor Jackson, in your life. You get bad news. You get horrible news. You get news like I got Friday, Deacon Al, from a call from Gwen Taylor, who told me our dear friend, my childhood friend, in my wedding 45 years ago, went to college together, graduated from high school together, died on the table receiving anesthesia. Ooh, don't tell me that things can't change on you in a moment. That's why we've got to bless the Lord at all times. That is why every morning you wake up, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. I don't care if your back hurt, your head hurt, knee hurt. I don't care if folk get on your last nerve. You've got a reason to praise God. If there's breath in your body, if you can roll yourself out of the bed, if you can pull yourself out of the bed, if you stumble out of the bed, whew, you owe God a praise. If you can just hold on, you've got to go through it. The truth of the matter is, we all have, at some point in our lives, experienced times of distress. None of us are immune from it. Job understood it when he says, man who's born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. The New Living Translation puts it, how frail is humanity? How short is life? How full of trouble. Anybody can go anytime. A 12-year-old swimming in Lake Murray doesn't know that it's a death threat to them. And the next week you're gone. It could have been your child. Could have been you. And we sit up here as if God has to make us praise him. We sit up as the praise team has to pump us up. If they don't say a word, if we just says church is now open, you ought to come in church like the late Mother Lotta Reese, skipping and dancing and clapping your hand. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, I don't care how your day went. I don't care how your week was. Ooh, God is still good all the time. And all the time, God is good. So the question is, look at somebody and say, the question is, not will we ever experience times of distress. The question is, how will we handle it? Ooh, when we do? Tell somebody it's coming. It is coming. Will we become weary in well-doing and give up? Will we quit before we get the breakthrough? Will we get angry and blame God? Will we give up on our testimony? Will we stop coming to church and have a pity party? Or will we press our way and wait on the Lord? Will we be patient in distress as we wait on the Lord? There are two Old Testament wonderful examples. First is the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 20, verses 7 through verse 11, we have an example of Jeremiah, who was an ordained prophet of God, one that God called and anointed. But even the anointed people sometimes get distressed. I'm here to tell you that those who work the hardest, sometimes the enemy comes after you the most. ushers, hospitality, healthcare, and others. Stand on your feet, work for people, serve people. Sometimes the enemy comes at you all kinds of ways. Sometimes you even get discouraged. May I preach? Sometimes you feel like blaming God. In the 20th chapter of the book of Jeremiah, the New Living Translation, the 7th verse, the prophet Jeremiah said, "Oh Lord, you misled me, and I allowed myself to be misled. You are stronger than I am, and you overpowered me." Now Jeremiah talks about his situation. Jeremiah said, "I am being marked or picked on every day. Everyone laughs at me. When I speak, the words burst out, violence and destruction. I shout, so these messages from the Lord have made me a household joke. But if I say, I'll never mention the Lord or speak in his name, I can't quit because his words burn in my heart like fire. It's like fire in my bones." Oh, somebody is a living witness that when you got discouraged and tried to quit, the anointing wouldn't let you sit down. Jeremiah goes on in verse number 10 and said, "Look, I know what they say about me." Notice the scripture, verse 10, New Living Translation. He said, "I have heard the many rumors about me. They call me the man who lives in terror. They threaten and say, if you say anything, we will report it. Even, here it is, my old friends are watching me," I add, "funny, treating me funny, waiting for a fatal slip up." Preach, Pastor Jackson. "He will trap himself, your friends say, and then we will get our revenge on him." But oh, verse number 11. I haven't always shared verse 11, but verse 11 says, "But the Lord stands beside me like a great warrior. Before him, my persecutors will stumble. They cannot defeat me. They will fail and be thoroughly humiliated. Their dishonor will never be forgotten." In other words, tell your neighbor, God is always on your side. When people talk about you and treat you bad, scandalize your name, God is always on your side. When you feel like giving up, don't let the devil steal your testimony. Somebody say, "It's like fire, shut up in my bones." Don't y'all fool me now, but is there anybody in here who was close to giving up? This is a transparent testimony. Folk, if they judge you, then don't even ignore them. This is about your praise. Anybody like me who came close to giving up, but God would not allow you to quit. You. Woo! Tell somebody, "I almost quit. I tried to quit, but it was like fire shut up in my bone. When I tried to quit, the fire of the Lord, Holy Ghost fire, shut up in my bone." That is the example of the prophet Jeremiah. There is one more example I want to share with you before we get into the text, and that is of Job. Job is a righteous man. Chapter 1 said, "One that shunned evil and walked with God." Job was one that did everything you would ask him to do. Oh, but God had to prove to the enemy that there are some people that serve me not because I give them stuff, but because they love me and they walk. Who am I preaching to? Some of you are on fire when you get your stuff. Some of you are praise God when you get your stuff. Some of you don't mind clapping your hands when your ship comes in. Some of you don't mind praising God when things go your way. But can you give God a good praise even on a bad day? Can you lose almost everything? Can you lose your stuff? Can you bury loved ones? Can you lose your health? Can you lose the confidence of your spouse and still hold on to your prayers? Who am I preaching to? Somebody in here still have your prayer. Folk don't know what your praise has gone through. Folk don't know what you had to go through to hold on to your praise. They see you in church, but they don't know your testimony. They don't know how difficult it has been. I've been through many things, but I'm holding on. Woo! Holding on. Job says in chapter 13, verse 15, the New King James Version, this ought to be somebody's testimony. Somebody ought to have this testimony. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I just want to know, is there a yet testimony in here? Lord, I've been through some stuff, but I still have a testimony. I can still say God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Oh, y'all ain't, y'all not helping me. I just need about 100 folk that know, despite what you've gone through, you still know how to praise God. You know how to be patient and wait on your breakthrough, even during your worst times. Woo! Wait on it. Tell somebody, wait on it. God is on his way. Is there anybody know that I'm waiting right now? He may not come when I want him, but I know if I can hold on a little while longer, something is going to turn around in my favor. Somebody believe. Can I prophesy over somebody and say he's turning it around? Woo. Romans is where our text is found. Book of Romans, written by the Apostle Paul in a very unique time of the history of the New Testament church. It's important. Anytime I point out days of an epistle, it is because it is significant to the point that I want to make. I don't just want to show you that I know a little history on that. I've been preaching too long to show off, okay? This is about what God needs you to know. 57 and 58 B.C., when he writes this, is a unique time. It is a time of severe persecution of the church. Believers were being treated just so were being humiliated and slain just so spectators can enjoy themselves. Sewn up in animal clothes, put in arenas while animals devour their bodies just for entertainment. Ooh. So God allows Paul to write this epistle to the church at Rome, to these New Testament converts and believers. Although Romans is deep in theology and it deals with the doctrines of sin, justification, and sanctification, it is an explanation of systematic theology. But Romans is also very practical. It is a book that Paul writes for practicality for believers to live their life, particularly and especially during difficult and challenging times. For Paul writes this epistle, and he wanted them to know. He says to them in chapter 1, I think it is verse 7, he says, you are called to be a saint. He says, you are called to be a saint. In other words, saints have to go through stuff. You're not called just to be a church goer. You are called to go, and don't quit so easily. Paul goes on, you know Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good. Paul tells him, I know you're going through something, but just trust that God will work it out on your behalf. Then we get to chapter number 12, and Paul talks to these believers, and he urges these believers to present their bodies as a living sacrifice. He said, this is holy and acceptable to God, and it is only your reasonable service. God expects you to do that. He goes on in chapter 12 in verses 3 through 8, and he encourages them to continue serving the Lord and let their spiritual gifts work for God. And he says, behave in a way that you are pleasing to God and an example to others. In other words, even when times are rough, just remember folk are watching you. Ooh, just remember, you speak to people because it's the right thing to do. Come on, somebody. You are a child of God. I know you had a rough day, but that gives you no excuse to be nasty. Preach, Pastor Jackson. I know you had a hard time at work, but that gives you no excuse to be rude and mean. Can I preach to somebody? Look at somebody and say, you are an example to God. When you go to the grocery store, you are God's ambassador. When somebody pulls in your parking space in the parking lot, before you open your mouth and say hallelujah, I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt, as I said this morning, because I know out of some of our mouths don't always come hallelujah. We've got to understand that we represent God. And Paul says, in times of distress, things are getting hard in your life, you've got to understand that God is still on your side. He writes verse number 12 in such a powerful way. And I want to invite you Tuesday, because we're going to get in greater detail. But let me just share with you what he says and give you three takeaways. He writes in the Amplified Bible. He says this, constantly rejoicing in hope because of our confidence in Christ. Steadfast, and here it is, patient in distress, devoted to prayer, continually seeking wisdom, guidance, and strength. Other translations perhaps put it in a different way. Here is how the New Living Translation puts verse number 12, or part of verse number 12. It says, and I quote, rejoice in our hope. And I like what it says in these next four words, be patient in trouble. Woo! Somebody just got it. How many of you are, yeah, I can be patient when things are going good, but when I'm in trouble, I'm waiting on the Lord. Lord, I know it's hard, but I'm waiting on you. And Paul says, keep on praying. We've got to understand that our hope is not in man. The reason we're patient in trouble and patient in distress is because we serve a God who is able. Look at how the New King James puts verse number 12, rejoicing in hope. And it says, patient in what? Tribulation. Continue steadfastly in prayer. The Message Bible says, cheerfully expecting. And I love what it says. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. The more he gets on your nerve, oh, the old church knew it, Deacon Simmons. They didn't always understand theology, but they had an anointing for God. The old church said, talk about me as much as you please. But, oh, some of that, but the more you talk, I'm gonna pray. How many of you ever had to pray your way out of some situations? How many of you in times of distress know how to pray and give God the glory? You've got to say, things come your way. Trouble comes your way. But you've got to hold on, because our hope is built on Jesus Christ. There will be moments of distress. It will happen. It may happen this week. Some of you may get bad news this week, but dry your tears. Hold your head up high and learn how to bless God at all. In fact, this is a good time right now for us to have an exercise of faith. Think of one thing that God did for you during the worst times of your life. And look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, help me praise God. Because the fact of the matter is, if he woke you up this morning, that's enough to be grateful. If he started you on your way, that's enough to be grateful. Food on your table, that's enough to be grateful. Anybody can raise your hands, be grateful. Anyone can blink your eyes, be grateful. In fact, David puts it even more simple.
if there's breath in your body, let everything that... I know you're going through distress, but if you can breathe, you owe God a praise. If there's breath in your body, you can wait on your breakthrough. I wave at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I'm waiting on my breakthrough. I've got the faith to believe the God I serve, though he slay me, yet will I. Woo! Wait, wait, wait. Tell somebody, wait, wait, wait. Wait, wait, wait. Anybody know I'm waiting, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Broke, but I don't mind waiting. Sick, but I don't mind waiting. Hurt, but I don't mind waiting. Don't fool me now. Somebody who's waiting, doing difficult, clap those hands and give God your best. I don't mind. I see some testimonies out there. I see some testimonies out there. Are there any testimonies? Just wave your hand and say, Pastor, I am a living testimony that he'll pull you through. Woo. Won't he do it? Won't he? Be patient. Encourage your neighbor. Find you a neighbor and say, neighbor, be patient. It's not over yet. Better days are coming. You haven't seen anything yet. Wait, 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 wait. Wait, wait, wait. Look at somebody, say, I'm waiting. And I'm waiting with praise. I'm waiting with joy. I am waiting with thanksgiving. I am waiting with gratefulness.
Lift those hands all over this place. Ooh. The stress is on his way, but wait on the Lord. Trouble may be right around the corner, but wait on the Lord. Three key takeaways we're going to share with you briefly this morning as you stand to your feet. And on Tuesday night, each one of these takeaways, God has given me three scripture references and a key insight for each one. I'm not even going to share it until Tuesday. Okay, come back Tuesday. Join us online Tuesday. But here are these three key takeaways. Y'all got to help me with this. Get your praise partner and say, neighbor. We must never allow our struggles or hardships to define who we are or determine what we become. Can I speak a word into your life? Woo! I feel like blessing somebody. Look at somebody and say, you are not what you are going through. Ooh, the devil is a liar. Stop calling yourself broke. Not having money, no, I ain't broke, I'm blessed. I'm just low on money, but I'm blessed, okay. Ooh, who am I preaching to? Somebody look behind you and say, neighbor, you are not what you're going through. The devil is a liar. In fact, you don't even look like what you've been through. Woo! Y'all better watch out before a praise breaks out. Y'all got 30 seconds. Come on, Brother Henderson, come on. Give God a praise and say, you don't even look like. All the blessed folks. I gotta get up out of here. I've gotta preach again at 3 o'clock.
but I feel something in here. Oh, one more time. Find your praise partner and say, neighbor, the devil is a liar. You are not what you're going through. You will not become what you will go through. You may be sick, but you are healed. Your money may be low, but you still got a praise. Folk may have hurt you, but you're still all right. Any blessed and highly favored folk in here, y'all got 20 seconds to put. Second takeaway that we will introduce today and expound on Tuesday. Second takeaway, we must rejoice in hope because of our confidence in Christ Jesus. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus and his right. I dare not trust the sweetest thing, but wholly lean on Christ, the solid rock I stand. Somebody cross the aisles and give your neighbor a high five and say, I'm still standing. Still, all up in the balcony. I see you up there. Wave your hands at me and say, I'm still standing. On Christ. On Christ. On. On Christ. And here's the last one. Come on, praise team. Here's the last one as we prepare for the altar. We must be steadfast and patient in distress, trusting God. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Trusting God, no matter the circumstances or the situation, trust God. Believe that God is turning it around on your behalf. Bless somebody that's next to you and say, God is turning it around on your behalf. Tell your neighbor, don't get discouraged. Hold on. Patient. Tell somebody, be patient in distress. Things don't go your way. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Sometimes discouraged, but not defeated. The altar is now open. Cast down, but not destroyed. Ooh. There are times I don't understand. But I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointments. There were times I felt so alone. Some of my friends, they let me down. This is a testimony. Look at your neighbor and say, but I still believe it's turning around for me. I can see the breaking of day. God is making a way. I like this part. It won't always be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. Y'all bless somebody and say, sooner or later, turn in my favor. Woo, it's turning around. It's turning around for me. How can I be patient in distress? Woo, because I believe that God is turning it around for me. Come on, right now. Let us touch and agree. The altar is a place of faith. The altar is where you come and lay every burden you have, every care you have, every distressful situation you have.
But not defeated.
That's right. We're waiting. Somebody's
cast
coming.
Down,
look at you, still coming. Coming.
Not destroyed.
Altar, put it on the altar camera. The altar, look at it.
There are times
people are coming, leaving your seat, coming right now.
Don't understand.
Look at him.
But I still believe that it's turning around for me.
Young people at the altar.
See,
older people
I've
at the altar. Middle-aged people. Children at the altar. Lord, I can't give up. I can't give up.
There were times
I love that song. Thank you, Anthony. Yes.
Felt so all alone. Some of my friends,
they let me down.
Let me down.
But Lord, I still believe. It's turning.
That it's turning around for me. Around for me. Around for me. Around for me.
It's
turning around for me. Everybody say around for me.
Put your hands right here.
Around for me. Around for me. It's turning around. Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God, I see God's doing something on your
hand. A change is coming. If I stand strong, there's no reason to doubt. For I know what is turning, it's turning around for me. It won't always be like this.
Bless somebody, put your arms around somebody and say, God
will perfect that concerning me.
I know you're going through something, but
sooner or later,
it's about to turn.
Turn in my favor. Turn in my favor.
Come on, Pastor. Is going to come right now and pray for us.
But
God is turning around.
It will know.
your hands. He will perfect.
The Lord will perfect that concerning.
Come on, let's say sooner or later. Anybody believe sooner or later?
It'll turn my favor.
It's turning it around. Yeah.
It's turning around for me.
Everybody with uplifted hands, let's pray. Father, we thank you for letting us know that we have patience even during our distressed times, God. We know how to wait on you. Even during our trials and tribulations, we know to call on you. For just like the song says, when I call on the Lord, he is gonna come to my rescue. Any place, anywhere, anytime. God, we call you. And we need you to come to our rescue during this distressed time. Now, God, we pray for those that are here at this altar. If there's somebody that's seeking salvation, we believe in the name of Jesus that you can save them right now. For your word declares, if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, then you shall be saved. We believe that if there's somebody that needs healing, you can heal right now. If there's somebody that needs deliverance, you can deliver right now. Perhaps they're praying for somebody else. Intercede on their behalf. For God, we believe and it shall be done. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said amen, amen, amen. If there's somebody that wants to join this ministry, somebody that wants a special prayer, you stay here at the altar. Anybody know that he's turning around? Yes. Perhaps there's somebody that just want to talk with the clergy member after church. You can stay here at the altar. Come on, give God a praise. There's one. There's another. Amen. Oh, look at them. They're coming. Come on. Let's celebrate, church. Let's celebrate. They're coming. They're coming. Look at them. Turn it around. Come on, Anthony. Can you go to It Won't Always? Oh, anybody know that's your testimony?
It won't always.
It won't always. There's somebody else. God will perfect.
The Lord will perfect that concerning.
Oh, somebody lift your hands and say, sooner or later.
Sooner or later. It'll turn.
Yes.
Sooner or later.
Can we celebrate them that are here at the altar?
We're going to take them in the back.
Yes.
It's going to turn in my favor. Oh, sooner or later.
Oh, come on. Let's celebrate. Let's celebrate them.
It's going to turn in my favor.
Yeah.
Sooner or later.
God is good all the time. Turn it around.
Oh, it's turning around for me.
Let me tell you this. After the 8 o'clock service, we had a young man, probably no more than 20, 21 years old. He came to me and said, Pastor Mac, I didn't feel comfortable coming down the aisle, but I want to give my life to Christ. Sister Biggs, Elder Biggs, took him in the back, and we prayed with him, and he accepted God as his personal Savior. So perhaps there's somebody that don't feel comfortable walking down the aisle. You don't have to walk down the aisle. We're working real soon to develop a QR code for you to scan. You can, perhaps you're looking online, you can send us your information, and we'll be willing to take out time to pray with you. Anybody know that we'll be willing to do that? Give God a praise, amen, for those that have committed their life to God.
You have been listening to the worship service of the Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, where Daryl Jackson is our pastor. Our worship services are open to all at 2440 Atlas Road in Columbia, South Carolina, just off Interstate 77 between Shop and Bluff Roads. We will continue to air our services right here on the radio. We are also streaming live on our website at bwcar.org, on Facebook at Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, and on YouTube. Our streaming services are available live on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 11 a.m., and on Tuesdays at 7 p.m. If you missed any of our services, or if you just want to watch them again, you can get them on demand on any of our social media channels. We invite you to stay in spiritual fellowship with us. To place your order for a CD or DVD of today's sermon titled The Power of Patience, Patient in Distress, please call us at 803-776-1238. Reference sermon number 072725. Again, the telephone number is 803-776-1238. Sermon number 072725. August is Children and Youth Month at Bible Way. Join us Tuesday, August 12th, 7 p.m. in the sanctuary for midweek service hosted by our Children and Youth Month ministry with special guest, Minister Ezra Davis. Saturday, August 23rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Wired Youth Ministry is hosting a mental health summit, Safe and Seen, for all middle and high school students and their parents. Please make plans to join us for this very important discussion. That's Saturday, August 23rd, here at Bible Way. We praise God for the testimonies of those who have received Christ and now have a deeper relationship with God as a result of this ministry. To sow a financial seed into this ministry, you can give online by clicking the link on our website at bwcar.org, or you can give right from your mobile phone by texting BWCAR and your giving amount to the number 73256. You can also mail your gift to Bible Way Church of Atlas Road, Post Office Box 90309, Columbia, South Carolina, 29290. Please do not mail cash. Financial donations are being accepted at the church on Tuesdays from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. We thank you for your continued support of this ministry. At Bible Way, our mission is to know God, to love, and to serve.